This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. President Draupadi Murmu reached Malawi today in the final leg of her week-long visit to the three African nations after concluding her visit to Mauritania. This will be the first ever visit by a president of India to Malawi. On arrival, the president was accorded a very warm ceremonial welcome. During her three-day stay in Malawi, the president will hold bilateral meetings with the country's top leadership and meet the Indian diaspora. Senior BJP leader Nayab Singh was sworn in as Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. Governor Bandaru Dattatreya administered the oath of office and secrecy to the BJP leader in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several NDA leaders attended the swearing-in ceremony. Apart from Mr. Singh, 13 MLAs were administered oath by the governor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. The meeting will follow a structured agenda focusing on national development issues. It will also include discussions on the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said the government is working to reduce the cost of the construction of bridges and metros by 25% with the use of ultra-enforcement concrete, a technology adapted from Malaysia. Mr. Gadkari has speaking after inaugurating the International Methanol Conference in New Delhi organized by Niti Aayog. The minister said there is a huge potential for exporting biodiesel and alternative fuel. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said the broadcasters have a big responsibility to give correct information and quality content to people. Addressing a symposium on emerging trends and technologies in the broadcasting sector organized at the India Mobile Congress in New Delhi today, Dr. Murugan highlighted the transformative power of broadcasting and the importance of embracing new technologies for a connected future. He mentioned that the Union Cabinet has recently approved setting up of 730 new private radio channels in 234 new cities. The government has set up a pavilion on Digital India Innovation Zone at India Mobile Congress 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had inaugurated the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress at Bharat Mandapam on 15th of this month. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Director General of Society for Applied Microwave Electronics, Engineering and Research Dr. P. Hanumant Rao said they are displaying the first-of-a-kind terahertz wireless link developed in collaboration with IIT Madras, IIT Guwahati and IIT Patna for transmitting data over the air. The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of Section 6A of the Citizenship Act 1955 related to the grant of Indian citizenship to immigrants in Assam by 4-1 majority. This provision, introduced in 1985 as part of the Assam Accord, sets the framework for granting citizenship to certain migrants in Assam. In Bihar, at least 24 people lost their lives and 15 others fell ill due to consumption of spurious liquor in Sivan and Saran districts. The deceased were residents of different villages under Bhagwanpur Hat and Masrak police station area. Police teams have reached the affected areas and are investigating the matter. The team of Prohibition and Excise Department is also visiting the villages from where the local residents purchased the spurious liquor. Valmiki Jayanti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day marks the birth anniversary of Maharishi Valmiki, the author of Ramayana. Maharishi Valmiki is also referred as the Adi Kavi or the first poet of Sanskrit language. The processions called Sobha Yatra is also taken out to mark the occasion. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended greetings on the occasion of Maharishi Valmiki Jayanti. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.